Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Cool thing about doing radio, oh man, is that we get to interact with amazing individuals. And just last year, during the December period, you might recall that we focused on a critical story regarding the shifts and changes that we see in terms of vehicle ownership in South Africa. One of those conversations was held with Ernest North. He's the CEO and co-founder of Naked Insurance. And in between our conversation, we spoke about the entity's marketing campaign. And if you drive past any highway and you see a name and so-and-so got naked at the gym, at the club, or Gugu got naked in the studio, well, know that it's by Naked Insurance. What started off as a nice remark and, of course, conversation between Ernest and myself has now transpired into a real billboard. If I'm not mistaken, it's on the M1 South Highway just before Grayston, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll get the details. So this man is a man of his word, if there's anything I've learned. Ernest North, the CEO of Naked Insurance, such a pleasure to speak to you again, literally just a few weeks later, as you had promised, huh?
Hi, Gugu. It's so nice to speak to you in 2025, and I'm very glad that the marketing team were able to deliver really quickly. And it's special to have your name up on the highway, and for all of Joburg to know that you are in studio getting naked.
They can drive past. I must tell you, I had a few friends reach out and tell me about the billboard. So it's really brought about a sense of excitement, not only to me, but many of my peers and colleagues as well. So thank you for that. But something else we spoke about, Ernest, which is so critical, is the fact that you said you would come back with some breaking news. And this is specifically related to capital investment injection that the business would require. 700 million rand is what Naked Insurance has raised to accelerate its mission of transforming the insurance business. That's not a small number to scoff at. Huge. Tell us more.
Yes, no, we're extremely grateful, Gugu. It's a really exciting announcement for us. We are getting more support from our existing investors that are seeing very good traction. But we're also very grateful to have another new international investor, an impact fund from Switzerland called Blue Orchard. And they're investing in our business because on the one hand, they are extremely excited about the technology and the AI that we're building and the fact that they can see it's game changing and the fact that they can see it's going to change things for consumers and really from a commercial perspective, translate into commercial success. But just as importantly, they're investing in our business because they believe in the impact we're having, especially in South Africa, but also with some plans beyond that, in terms of expanding access to people that really, really need insurance urgently. And typically people that in the past, due to technology not working in their favor or the cost of insurance being too high, mm-hmm. people that weren't insured in the past. And we're excited that a big portion of this investment is based off the plans we have to significantly transform the way in which we reach new markets and people that previously didn't have access to insurance. We're on a mission to make insurance more accessible and ultimately just to have a greater impact.
Got you. And that's important. We'll talk about those markets and new innovative segments in just a moment. I'm keen just to talk about, you know, the partnership as to where you raise the capital. Are we finding that there's, I guess, deeper pockets, greater appetite and flexibility when it comes to raising capital outside of South Africa?
It's an interesting question because obviously the economy, both locally but also internationally, capital markets are nervous. There's a lot going on in the world. And there's a lot of unpredictable things. So people in general, as your previous guest rightly said, people go to the safe asset classes. And in a lot of cases, people are nervous about spending a lot of money and taking big bets. In our case, I think something that is obviously part of a bigger trend that you can't avoid is the fact that technology is where the future is lying. Mm-hmm. And the impact of businesses that are first and foremost, at their core, technology businesses and businesses that are able to unlock the potential of all the exciting things relating to the time we live in, those businesses are gonna have a big impact. And so from our perspective, I think it is a little bit easier for us to get international support.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's a big amount of money and we're extremely grateful for it, the investment that we've been able to attract is actually quite small relative to what is going into AI investment or broader fintech investment elsewhere in the developed world. So we're extremely grateful that we're able to attract this investment. But I mean, the other important thing worth saying is the world has become one small global village.
Yeah.
And we have to build technology that can ultimately be the best in the world, because otherwise we're going to be exposed to technology that someone else builds elsewhere in the world.
Yeah.
And so we're really grateful that we're able to build technology right here in South Africa and have a fully South African team, and every single thing that is on the Naked platform is self-developed by the technology team in South Africa. And I'm really proud that we're building something that internationally people are starting to take notice and saying, well, we can only invest in so many businesses, but we believe that this one based in South Africa is probably onto something. And so we're really grateful for that.
And I think this is so important, right? Because it also gives us a gentle reminder as South Africans that we really are globally competitive, yet locally relevant in terms of the innovation that we're able to forge. And maybe we just need a reminder of that, because just looking at this past Monday, I'm sure Donald Trump and all the tech billionaires have been top of mind and part of conversations, not only at the dinner table, but also around the boardroom. And is that what we're finding? I guess just in terms of making sure that we are globally competitive, have we got sufficient talent here in South Africa, or can we continue to tap into networks globally that keep Naked Insurance competitive as competitive as you are?
That's exactly right. Is we have to build businesses, and I think that applies to us as Naked, and it's certainly how we're thinking. But I mean, in the broader context of the advice you always give all your listeners, whether you're building a small business or whether you're an entrepreneur, the reality of the time we live in is that what happens internationally is relevant to you, and you are competing with what people are building elsewhere in the world. And so on the one hand, you have to be on top of what is happening, and you have to ideally carve out a niche for yourself where you are the best at what you do, even internationally. But at the same time, the real traction a business gains is where its customers are. And so on the one hand, we're excited to build a piece of technology that we think is game-changing at a world standard, but simultaneously we're about serving South African consumers and making an impact and understanding the South African needs, both from what their financial pictures are and how our insurance products should work.
Yeah.
But also, even tongue-in-cheek, understanding South African consumers when we do marketing. I always say that the marketing campaigns we do can probably not work anywhere else. And if we were to launch in another country in the world, we could maybe keep the name Naked, but I don't know if other countries in the world would have responded as well to Naked marketing as South Africans done, because I think they've enjoyed our jokes a lot. And I think that's testament to us building a business that is meant to be competing with the rest of the world, but it's first and foremost focused at the South African consumer.
That is so true. And you make it so practical as well. Funny, I just opened up Twitter and I see Jeremiah got naked at the braai. So it's all these practical spaces and places that we are also familiar with as South Africans. Even Anele got naked in the club is also one that a colleague of mine happened to spot. But as we come back to, I guess, you know, this capital raise and, of course, significant level of growth that you're going to participate in, if you can remind us, 700 million rand is a big amount of money. Now that you've got the funding, what are you going to do with it? And maybe talk to us about the markets that you're keen to explore as well.
I think it's important to say that, like I said, the core of what our strategy is centered on is South Africa. So the number one thing that we're doing is we're building up a capital fund. Without getting too technical about it, the reality of insurance is that it's an unpredictable game, and you may have a bad year in which you have 5 hailstorms instead of the expected normal 1 or 2. Mm-hmm. And in those years, you need to have a big enough surplus pool or an extra buffer that you've built up over time so that you can very quickly still pay all those claims, even in those sort of out of the ordinary years. And so the main thing we're doing with this money is very aggressively growing that capital pool, because the bigger that pool is, the more customers we can bring on, because the more confident we are that we can really, really give those customers the protection they need, even in bad years. So we're building a big capital pool. The second thing we're doing is this: we're proud of the technology we've built, but there's so much more that we want to do. We see so much more opportunity to invest and to transform the way, especially in which the insurance claim process works. The way in which things worked 5 years ago are not relevant today. And the way in which claims are going to work 3 years from now, you won't even recognize compared to today. So we're doing all sorts of interesting investments and investing heavily in building the data science and the AI and the software engineering teams, so that we can build that technology that just makes insurance seamless and quick and make it be done, so that you can get on with your life and do other more fun stuff. That's our really big investment. And then lastly, it is worth saying that obviously we're having fun with marketing. We're looking forward to taking things to an even next level in terms of becoming a mainstream business that is not just by word of mouth. Word of mouth is super important, and we're grateful that our customers are doing most of the work in terms of telling people that this thing really works. But in terms of credibility, you have to spend some money on marketing. And so we're excited that this capital raise also allows us to continue expanding our marketing efforts so that we can achieve the very ambitious growth that we have planned predominantly in South Africa. And maybe, who knows, again, you'll be the first to know when I've got news, Google, but let's see what happens in the next year or two.
If there's anything about you, Ernest, I trust you. You're a man of your word, and you've always come back to give us some perspective on these stories. So thank you. We'll be sure to keep you in mind for sure when there's more breaking news to share. Ernest, a big thank you as well to you and your team, not only for the billboard, but the continued conversations that we're able to have. All the best going forward.
Thank you, Gugu. Please drive safe.
Yes.
And especially everybody seeing the Gugu Got Naked billboard on the M1. Have a chuckle. Please don't take out your phone to take a picture, because we'd rather have you drive safe.
100%.
But we hope you guys all enjoy it. And I hope you have a good evening, Gugu.
100%. Thank you so much, Ernest. Always a pleasure speaking to you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Ernest North, the CEO of Naked Insurance and Co.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.